AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. There's new research from Pfizer that suggests the new booster shots aimed at the BA.5 variant of Omicron can provide immunity against several other new variants, including the worrisome BQ.1.1, which makes up about 24% of the COVID cases in the country. The data still needs to be peer-reviewed, but it's similar to a recent report from Moderna that its updated shots also tamp down some of the new virus variants. It just keeps on snowing in the Great Lakes region. Hamburg, New York, outside of Buffalo, is reporting more than 30 inches of snow has already fallen. At the National Weather Service, meteorologist Zach Taylor says the storm system extends west.
Downwind of Lake Michigan and Lake Superior across much of lower peninsula Michigan, even the UP of Michigan. Also, we'll still see some impressive and significant snow totals as well. So it's not just Not just Western New York.
WKBW asked this woman about shoveling.
Anti-snow. It can't get to April fast enough.
U.S. officials are speaking out against a North Korean missile launch that landed in the waters off Japan. Our Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Japanese defense minister says that the latest long-range missile that North Korea has test-launched could potentially reach the entire continental United States. Japan's defense minister told reporters that the suspected intercontinental ballistic missile flew 620 miles at a maximum altitude of about 3,600 miles.
U.S. home sales fell in October for the ninth straight month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.43 million. Sales fell more than 28% from October last year. Homebuyers now grappling with sharply higher mortgage prices, rising home costs, and fewer properties on the market. A strong undersea earthquake has shaken western Indonesia. This is AP News. What will be the fate of the woman behind the company Theranos? Our Donna Warder reports.
Elizabeth Holmes is scheduled to be sentenced today for peddling a bogus blood testing technology. Holmes was convicted in federal court in January of four counts of investor fraud and conspiracy. Prosecutors say the 38-year-old should serve 15 years in federal prison and pay $804 million in restitution for duping investors and endangering patients.
A federal judge has ruled that new lobster fishing regulations designed to conserve rare whales will be delayed until 2024. That gives the government more time to create them. This ruling comes on the heels of another that knew stronger rules were needed to protect the North Atlantic right whale from extinction. They are vulnerable to getting trapped in fishing gear. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.